whenever it rains on retreat, I'm reminded of a Buddhist teaching that just like how the plants in the woods are of many different kinds, each with their own need for water, different level. Little plants have little needs of water, big trees have a big need. When it rains, each of the plants takes in the water it needs. So when the Dharma rains on us, each of us takes in what we need. Each of us has our own particular circumstances and need of the moment, of the day. Each of us are equally rained upon by the Dharma, but we'll take in what's suitable for us. Today the instructions will be on mindfulness of thinking. And one of the underlying principles or ideas I'd like to convey about thinking is that you can be friends with your thoughts. You don't have to be opposed to your thinking, antagonistic. It's possible to have a friendly relationship with them. While at the same time not being caught by them. So to begin this sitting, you might want to take time to sit up a little bit straighter than normal, just a teeny bit, not so much to make a strain, but to have a posture that's a little bit more infused with intentionality, a posture which is infused with really being here, posture that expresses, yes, I'm going to be here at this place at this time. That you will inhabit your body, your place, your time here. As the body is the real meditation hall for your practice, it's nice to take a few long, slow, deep breaths. The in-breath is a reminder to connect from the inside to your body. And the exhale, a reminder to relax and settle in. Sometimes a long, slow exhale can support the settling in. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And if in ways that are easy enough, see if you can set your body at ease. Or if your body is uneasy in any way, perhaps you can be easy with that. easing up a bit. Perhaps you can set your heart at ease. Be at ease with how you're feeling emotionally. Or if you're uneasy in any way, be easy with that. Perhaps easing up and if you can, putting yourself at ease in your mind. Perhaps the thinking, activity of thinking. Let it ease up. Be easy with it. Relaxing the thinking muscle. And then one of the things, the primary thing that we're engaging or connecting to as we practice is our capacity to be aware. And you might for a few moments scan through your body to see if there's any place in your body that you can, where awareness is easy and natural. Where you can be aware of something without strain or pushing. You allow the sensations, the experience, just come into awareness in an easy way. What is the easiest thing to be aware of in your body? And what in a gentle way can you easily let go of so you're more fully present for this experience that in your body? Perhaps in the way that you'd listen to a faint sound far away, when you'd close your eyes and let your mind be quiet so you can hear, gently, let your mind be quieter, so that you can be gently more aware of what's easy to sense and feel in your body. not straining, but more open receptivity. And then perhaps trying to take this easy, receptive awareness and settling it on the area of your body where you breathe, you're aware of breathing. Having the awareness be open, receptive. The awareness settled into the area where you experience breathing. And as you hang in there with breathing for a little while, if you're aware of thoughts in the background, there's no need to be involved with the thoughts or be concerned. Just let them be in the background. If in the foreground, you're aware of breathing. If thoughts, thinking becomes stronger and more to the foreground, so you're not really connected to breathing or to the present moment. If it's easy enough to let those thoughts go, let them go, let them drift off. Let the discursive thinking become quiet so you can better feel and sense. Letting go of thoughts can also be a letting go into your practice. Letting go into your breathing. If thinking cannot be let go of easily, if it comes back quickly, then there's no need then to let go of the thoughts. Instead, let yourself be mindful of your thinking. See if the mindfulness can be calm, relaxed, non-judgmental, or kind of like looking thinking right in the eye. See it clearly for what it is, maybe in a similar way to waking up in the movie theater and seeing, oh, this is a movie. To help with seeing thoughts clearly as thoughts. Thoughts of this present moment. It can be helpful to quietly even say to yourself, thinking. This is a thought. If thinking is strong and persistent, you can explore the landscape of thinking. You can try to feel or sense your way into the physicality of thinking. The tension, the pressure, the parts of your body that are activated as you think. And you can also practice mindfulness of emotions, of any emotions that seems to come along with your thinking. Many times the physical or emotional aspects of thinking are actually more intimate to ourselves, more connected than the content of the thoughts. And when thinking is no longer compelling, when it's no longer in the foreground, or it's faded away, you can go back to your breathing. Giving yourself a gentle encouragement to hang in there for a series of breaths in a row. Feeling one breath at a time.